With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It's day one of the Democratic National Convention. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Chicago.
Democrats are gathering here for a much different party convention than what was planned just a month ago. Following President Biden's dropping out of the race, Vice President Harris moved to the top of the ticket and injected new energy into the Democratic campaign. With his keynote speech tonight, the president will be making a symbolic handoff. He plans to explain why he believes Harris must replace him and defeat Donald Trump in November. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist James Tomasini, covering New York and Connecticut, say parts of the region received up to 10 inches of rain, but this was from a separate weather pattern not related to Ernesto.
There was a flash flood emergency in effect, and there was numerous flooding reports. Both those areas had road closures, flooded basements, water rescues. There were several reports up in the southwestern Connecticut area that had roads washed out.
Meanwhile, Ernesto has regained hurricane status and picked up strength as it heads farther out into the Atlantic. But swells and dangerous surf and rip currents generated by Ernesto are affecting the U.S. East Coast and Canada's Atlantic coast. Ukrainian local authorities issuing a mandatory evacuation order for families with children in the eastern city of Pokrovsk, where 53,000 people still live. Russian forces are advancing very quickly and families must leave the city. The Dow ahead 193 points and the Nasdaq adding 72. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is angry.
The popular evangelist is denouncing Evangelicals for Harris, a religious group that is trying to get the Democratic vice president elected in November. Graham has a problem with a new campaign ad that uses footage of his famous father, Billy, to criticize former President Trump. Franklin Graham says, quote, "Maybe they don't know that my father appreciated the conservative values and policies of President Donald Trump in 2016. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas will pay $50,000 to settle a federal lawsuit filed by a former state highway patrol employee who claims to have been fired for coming out as transgender. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and leaders of the Republican-controlled legislature unanimously approved the settlement. The former employee, a man who is living as a woman, was a building and grounds manager in the patrol's Topeka headquarters. This is SRN News. A record number of UN aid workers are being killed around the country.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says that 280 aid workers in 33 countries were killed in 2023. That's more than double the 118 deaths in 2022. More than half of last year's deaths came in the first 3 months of Israel's war in Gaza that started in October. Those deaths came mostly from airstrikes. This year may be on track for an even deadlier outcome, with 172 aid workers killed as of August 7th. I'm Donna Water.
Tropical storm Gilma has strengthened in the eastern Pacific Ocean and is forecast to remain away from land this week. No coastal watches or warnings are now in effect. The storm, located about 625 miles southwest of the southern tip of the Baja California Peninsula of Mexico. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.